This is KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. I have one announcement tonight. WestCars VE team will be giving the test this coming Saturday at the Red Cross building. We'll be out in the parking lot again. They still won't let us in the building, but we will be out in the parking lot. So if you want to take your test for the first time or upgrade, we'll be there at 9 o'clock. You need to bring a picture ID. The cost is $10. And if you have a clipboard, something hard to bear down on or to write on, we ask that you bring that, since we don't have tables and all of that for you to set up in. We did this last month. It seemed to work out real well. So if you're looking to upgrade or to take your test to get your license for the first time, come out Saturday at 920 Grove Road at the Red Cross building. We will be sitting up out in the parking lot. Does anyone need any fields? Traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI-4DOS. Counts heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChute. We'll start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor, WN4V, John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Gary, WN4V.
KI-4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Aurora, Colorado. Be negative and negative, and I'll be in Albany, Georgia, Saturday with a beer load I'm picking up in the morning, so I won't see you Saturday.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FGU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, flat down, and I'm still looking for that item, Gary. Thank you, sir. Tell Joy I said hello.
This is Kilo Golf 4, KG4WBB. My name is Steve. I'm way down the hill from you on Martinez, Georgia, be native, native. Good evening, Gary. Good to hear you.
KI-4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. John, and KW4TS, Mr. Jim, out there in Aurora, Colorado. Appreciate you being with us, Jim. Jim, sorry won't be able to get to see your smiley face at test session Saturday, but understand that when you have a delivery you got to make, you got to work while you got that paid job, you got to do what they tell you. So you be careful, have a safe trip. And KK4FTU, that's Mr. Richard. He's over in Slabtown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And I still got that listed for you, Richard. And KG4WBB, Mr. Steve, down there at Martinez, Georgia. Hadn't heard you in a while, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you coming in and checking in with us tonight. I had some early check-ins. W4FCM, Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. and KJ4HYC. Mr. Shane, he's over at 6 Mile. Appreciate you being with us, Shane. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And then I got a couple more Echo Link stations, so we'll say Echo Link stations again. All the way, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot. Don, I'm located in Inman. Good evening.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out. Steve, K4ZZX, Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. We're in beautiful Greenville County at the base of Paris Mountains. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Say good evening to W4DF, Mr. Don, up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. And K4ZZX, Mr. Steve, over there in at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Let's go up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, David. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. No traffic, nobody be listening.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Frig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
U.S. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Please check in Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. It's KN4HTP. We'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Heading to bed early. Got to get up early. So 7-3 to everyone, and have a good night.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, negative, but I'll be listening.
4DOS. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Station that was trying to check in. If you're on an HT, move around a little bit. You got a lot of noise on you. Boost your power or whatever you can do. I'd love to get you in the log, but I couldn't quite copy you. You were down below my noise level. So try it again.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel, KO4EEA. Hang around, no announcements. So hang around for discussion for a little while.
That this is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Sounded good on the sideband net. Then we had KK4ONO. This is Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And W2MJB is Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And K04EEH, Mr. Barry. down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Barry. Any others? Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. With the Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenburg. Nothing to buy or sell, but we'll be listening in. Good to hear you tonight, my friend.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John.
DOS. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Thank you, Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel Foxtrot. I'm in Taylor, it's been negative and negative, but I did have a quick announcement for the group.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, down there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. And KN4RJN, Mr. John, he's up in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And K4RHF, Mr. Bob, over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. And folks, Bob spells his name little B, O, big B, just to be different. Bob, you want to go with your announcement?
You read it backwards. Anyway, Gary, just wanted to announce to everybody, remind everybody we got a field day coming up. Not this weekend, but next weekend. 27th and 28th is when we're going to be doing the contesting and all that. We've got Riverbend Park, which is an equestrian park. It's about 2 or 3 miles east of Furman University, right off of White Horse Road up there. And it's not too far out of town. Come one, come all. Come if you can. If you want to come and camp for the whole thing, we've got it from Friday night to Sunday night. And from the Friday night to Sunday afternoon. And we're going to be taking part in the ARRL field day, which according to them is not exactly a contest because they don't give out prizes, but it works like a contest. And if you want to bring equipment to test, if you want to bring new radios to try out, if you want to just come learn something, come on, come for the whole thing or come for a few minutes, have a cup of coffee with us or whatever. That's about all I've got. Gary, thanks for letting me speak, and we'll see. Hopefully, we'll see a bunch of y'all next weekend. If you can't be there for the field day event, you can also do field day from your house or from a remote location, and I'll be glad to have you help it out. The whole idea is see how many people you communicate with. That's it. I'll turn it back to you, Gary. Have a good one. 73 to everybody.
Bob, you want to put a number on that so I can count that as a piece of traffic?
Traffic number 4. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Does anyone need any feels on Bob's announcement? I will say this. If you're a technician class and have never been on HF, come on out and they'll put an operator there sitting beside you and let you just get on HF and have a blast. It's a whole lot of fun. Get out there and get your feet wet in HF if you've never done it before. Bob, we do appreciate it and hope to see y'all up there at Riverbend Park the next weekend for field day. All righty, let's go back over here. Got another EchoLink station up. Let me grab him. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K4DOS. Hey, Gary. Please check in Kilowatt 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG. Fletch and Easley. Negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Fletch, K4YNG, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Going back to the alphabet, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
U.S. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Chief Columbus, North Carolina. Good evening, Gary. Just check me in and out tonight.
U.S. Net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. My name is Shane. Home tonight in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Good evening.
U.S. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
K4 Whiskey. That's KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no round table.
Wes. Kilo November 4 Zulu Golf Alpha. KN4ZGA. Name's Robert.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And N4ZLK. Mr. Shane, he's at home tonight in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And K4XB. Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being here, Tommy. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KN4ZGA, Mr. Robert. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Any others, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Be negative to negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73s.
DOS. Up with Joy in the net. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. AKA easily negative to negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. David up there in Edmond. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up in the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Counter, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight. Gary, thanks.
OS. Kilo 4, Golf, Alpha, Tango. Mike in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And K4GAT, Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, Mike. And KJ4TIQ, that's my neighbor Philip over here in Easley, via text message on the Echo link. Got you in the log, Philip. Hope you're doing well. You take care. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Again, Miss Joy, well, please check in for India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. Good to see you, or to hear from you tonight. I'm going to call in. Appreciate you calling in. This is Sam, KGF. Wait a minute, I messed up. KG4LPF, Sam and Liberty. That's Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot. Sorry, I had my tongue. I messed it up.
For DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 7-3.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John, Parents Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 53 several ones. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. And Sam, don't you worry about getting your tongue tangled up around your teeth so you, where you can't see what you want to say. I do that all the time, so don't feel lonesome. Got you in the log, Sam. Hope you're doing good. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, up there in Parrish Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room. I don't know what she's doing tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, man, Mr. Gary, it's been a long time since I held a radio, but please check in KM4CGH, Philly. And KF4HKD shot and bowling screen, and we'll be in and out.
Delta 4, Oscar Tango Whiskey, James and Anderson, Nick and a Nick. Good evening, everybody on the day.
What do you want? Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo Charlie. One in Greenland, no traffic, no comment. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The first station that checked in, Kelly and Scott over there in Boiling Springs. Give me your calls again a little bit slower. I hadn't heard y'all in a while, so give me your calls again. I apologize for that.
I apologize. I do go a little fast. It's KM4TTA and KI4, and it's Kelly. Not Kelly, but it's Kelly.
I got it. I do apologize. We got you down there now. Good hearing you on the air again. I hadn't heard y'all in a long time. Hope you and Scott are doing well. KN4TPN and KI4HJD. Appreciate both y'all being with us. Tell Scott we said hello. And KD4OTW, Mr. James. He's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
Please check in, KI-4-MLN.
Evening, KI-4-MLN. Mr. Al down there in Molden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. This is KD9-MSX, Indiana.
And they would like to say good evening to KD9-MSX, Mr. Mark up there in Indiana. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. We're here each night at 9 p.m. That's when our net starts, and you're always welcome. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. Most everybody for the time being, this is KI-4-DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4-DOS.
Scott, Gary, and they got a whole set of tubes for a Collins 32B, and I've got two sets, you got one Randy set, and I've got an extra set from a Viking 1 there, used in good shape. So I got a pile of new old stock 4D32 and a couple of different, a whole set of tubes, 807s, all that stuff. So if anyone wants them, you can call them. So that's what I've got here.
You've got some, you got two sets of new tubes. What are those?
I got the tubes for all for the 32 feet of Collins. You know, the direct fire tubes, all the audio tubes, everything. I got one new set. I got another set of tubes for the Viking 1, the 807s and the 4D32. I mean, they've been used, but they've been tested. They're good. I have to look at all the numbers for the Collins. I've got everything. A complete set of tubes for that transfer for a 32V.
You have a set of tubes for a Collins 32V, all new tubes, and then you have some tubes for the Viking. And you got a price on these tubes, or you just want them to call you and talk to you about them?
Yeah, we can take care of the issues and things that you need. So I'll take whatever we can get you to help you out for a while.
Let me see here. You want to give me your phone number?
64-382-6108. I've also got a good tube tester, which will test those kinds of tubes in that shape. So we'll let that go with the tubes.
You also have a tube tester that will check all of these tubes, and whoever buys the tubes can have the tube tester to go with them.
I give my phone number again. It's 864-382-6108.
864-382-6108.
Got it. Let's get back to the net. I'll be around for comments later when you're done.
I'll put you down for comments. Does anyone need any feels on these tubes and a tube tester that Al has just listed with us? No, Al, we'll continue to run this for a while, and hopefully somebody that needs these tubes will give you a call. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hey, Gary. Big Kevin. KN4UBG. Take me off of there for that rotor. I talked to that guy about that rotor, and I got his information and everything. Go ahead and take me off there for that. I meant to get you to take me off before, but, you know, I've been unemployed for a little while now. I'm working on the side, but not making what I really want to make. But just remove me off there for that record. Please, sir.
First, let me recognize KN4UBG. That's Mr. Kevin. He's down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. And I will take that item off. Thanks for letting me know. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Here, uniform guard.
DOS. And KC4SKD, Larry. And KG48HS, Rhonda. Easily, please check us in and out tonight. Good evening to everybody on the frequency.
DOS. For DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylor's, and I'm negative and negative. Thank you.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And like to say good evening, K4SUG, Brother Ray up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And KA2TXJ, Master Jim over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Any others before we start reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Kenwood AT230 antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Astron RS70A. That's a 70 amp power supply. It would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, I got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. That's the European version of the FT-101. It's got the same power plug on it, and they can't seem to find one. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a 6-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna. He would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fuels?
What was that one again? Repeat that one more time. KN4UBG.
6-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna.
Is that just VHF?
Yeah, Roger.
I'll let you get back to it. I just wanted to hear that.
Got a problem there, young man. Glad you asked. It's KI4, 2-meter SwapNet. Continuing. Next item up, got a fellow with a whole bunch of stuff. He's got two Collins 388 receivers. He's got a phase monitor, Hammerlin SP600. They said to make him an offer on some of this stuff. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. He has the matching speaker and a hand mic, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Drake MN2000. That's an antenna tuner. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Yaesu FL2100B amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? The items we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, are for sale. A fellow has an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $30 for it. He also has an ICOM IC229H. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate each and every one of you folks that listed these items. Those are removed items. I appreciate that. And thanks for everybody for listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
What do you do for, DYH? Johnny? Traveler's Rest. No traffic, no round table. Working in fiberglass.
Hang on just a moment. Ned would like to say good evening to WD4DYH. Mr. Johnny up there at Traveler's Rest. Playing in fiberglass tonight. Johnny, hope you got on some long sleeves. I don't want you to get itchy. You take care. Tell Kathy we said hello. Recheck, go ahead.
For RHF, how about get Johnny to give me a call if he's still listening there. Thanks, K4RHF.
Copy that.
I did. WD4DYH. Thank you, sir.
Glad you and Bob got together, are going to get together on the Twisted Pair. It was probably RF because y'all working on, be talking on cell phones or something. Anyway, y'all take care. Don't work too hard. Don't get too itchy. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OS from Kilo 5, Lima, Zulu Tango, Paul in Hendersonville.
Good evening to K5LZT, Mr. Paul up there in Hendersonville. Paul, did I get all that right?
You surely did. Thank you so much. All I was looking for was a contact for the IC229H that you mentioned, and I didn't get back to you quickly enough. K5LZT.
And I'll be happy to grab my book and give you that information. Jim, K04, it's not zero, it's K04BDM. K04BDM, Mr. Jim has that. He says to call him after 9 a.m. at 864-435-3503. Copy?
3503.
Roger.
I got it. Thank you so much. And your handle?
My name is Gary.
LZT.
Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you a different net controller each night. I happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat on Wednesday nights where we have the swap net. The net starts at 9 p.m., but come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Get you in the log. But you take care, and I hope you and Jim can get together on that icon. All righty, folks. Any other check-ins before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Phone to stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN, up there in Inman. John, what have you been up to today?
Is KN4RJN. Not a whole lot. Had a doctor's appointment. Apparently, my heart still beats and my brain still works, so that's all good. something was going to work out in the yard, but it was kind of cold and rainy today, so we didn't do that either. But watching the wildlife run around in the backyard and walking the dog, or, well, short walks to the dog out to the backyard and long enough to do her business and come back. She don't like the cold or the wet either, so haven't been doing a whole lot. What's going on in your world?
Hot there, John. You got out and cut the grass this afternoon. Came just a real brief little shower, a real light shower while I was cutting the grass. But I got that done, and I don't have to look at that tomorrow. So that's a good thing. Say it's been cold, and, well, it's been pretty chilly around here. I can't remember. I can't remember it ever being in the low 60s in the middle of June before.
I can, but not down here. Were you listening to the rag shoe, I think it was last night, fell up, and I think it was South Dakota, was talking and saying that it was 75 up there, and I looked at my phone, and it was 57 down here, reverse digits. I thought, man, something's wrong here. This is not right.
I don't know who that was. I did not get on last night. I was busy doing something else, but I really forgot about the net. But I missed that part of it. I don't know if that may have been Steve up there in South Dakota. He watches the weather and that sort of thing a lot. He used to have a weather station up, and you could go online and look at his weather station to see what it was doing up there. But he's often said that, whatever happens up there, about 3 days later, it'll be happening down here. So, about the weekend, we'll look for some warmer temperatures, I guess, John.
Roger that. I certainly hope so. I don't mind being cold, and I don't mind being wet, but I hate being both. You know what I mean?
Being cold, I don't mind being wet, unless it's cold. And if it's warm, I don't mind being wet. But I don't like to be cold whatsoever. I can stay relatively comfortable in hot weather. But cold weather, sometimes I just can't put enough clothes on. When I get real cold, I have to come in and get in a hot shower until I get warm back up, thawed out. But I don't like cold weather at all, John.
Not a big fan of it, but over the years I've gotten to the point where I can get used to it. I get cold, I go upstairs and do the dishes. Nothing like soaking your hands in warm water will warm you up real quick.
But if my feet get cold and my hands get cold both, I'm cold all over. Now I can do stuff and get my hands cold and my feet still warm, I'm okay. If my feet get cold and my hands are warm, I'm okay. But you get both of them cold, I'm cold.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, too. I was stationed in Germany one time. The outfit that we were out playing around with put up a GP medium tent and put two Herman Nelson heaters in it, but they didn't scrape the snow off the ground. So you get up in the morning, and there's a sheet of ice, and your boots are actually frozen to the ground. That was a fun experience.
Good. I wouldn't want to experience that, John. I really wouldn't. I spent my time in the Air Navy. I started out in the Surface Navy, and they was put me on a destroyer. And we got up beside an aircraft carrier to refuel, and I saw the aircraft carrier twice. The rest of the time, we were part submarine. And I decided right then and there I did not want to be on a destroyer. So I got into the Air Navy and flew and worked on the P-3 Orion Subhunters. And it's really strange because I have a couple of, well, I have several submariners that are real good friends, and they pick at me all the time.
Yeah, I was actually stationed at Brunswick Naval Air Station. They flew the Subhunters out of there, and I was one of the few Army guys on that Navy base, but which is how I spent a good portion of my career. But yeah, I can understand there'd be a little bit of a rivalry between the boat drivers and the plane flyers.
Tom, N4IX, sent me a picture of a P3 Orion in the that was taken through a periscope, and his caption down at the bottom was, "Ha ha, you're dead."
Yeah. What he didn't see in the picture was the torpedo that fell out of the bottom of that plane.
Put him first. That's the hard part sometimes. But we have a good time picking at each other back and forth like that. But well, we can talk military stuff all night, I guess.
But that was a long, long time ago. I've had two or three lifetimes since then. So anyway, I hadn't chatted with you for a while. Wanted to see how you were doing and how Miss Joy is doing, and chat with you for a little bit. But I'm going to have to back on out of here and let somebody else get in there. So you take care of yourself. Try to stay out of trouble. There's a KN4RJN73s to you. I am clear. And no, I'm not partly cloudy. I'm really clear.
You take care. Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. Are you going to be at field day?
I hadn't really decided yet, but I might, just so I don't have anything to try out, but I might come and just look and rubberneck and maybe meet a few people that put a face to a voice, you know what I mean?
See you up at the field day site if we don't see you before then. You take care. Y'all have a great evening, and don't work too hard in the yard tomorrow when it warms up a little bit. You've got most of that mulch spread out, so you ought to be able to take it pretty easy. You take care. Appreciate you talking with us a little bit, John. Enjoyed it as always, and look forward to doing it again. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Thumps, Mr. Al, KI4MLN down there in Malden. Al, what have you been up to today?
I did a little therapy this morning. I got through some of it, but it's really humid and really crummy. And I had a hard time today doing stuff. But, well, like the therapist said, he goes, well, you move around a little better, at least you're able to get up and do some of it. So I guess it's, you know, whole fuck to the low is in the 90s, but he said, well, you know, he said, sometimes that happens with COPD. One of those things, so I've been taking it kind of easy.
Don't blame you. I take it kind of easy, too. The physical torturers to come in and make you do things that you don't want to do, sometimes that's not... Well, it's all a good thing, I guess, because they're doing it for your benefit, but it sure don't feel good sometimes.
And the good part of it was, though, is I was able to... There's enough blood flow down to my feet where I could at least stand on my tiptoe. It's kind of hard to do it, but I was able to do it a couple times.
Going to the wall or something?
Just my hand, just in case I fell, but I was able to do it for a few seconds this time. A couple times I've done it for 20, 30 seconds, but I'm not quite as good in shape as I was to do it.
It's a little while longer to jump back than it used to, Al. You know, we ain't spring chickens like we used to be.
Yeah, man. Well, I got a very good whack with that pneumonia that time with that drug withdrawal. It really hurt. And I have a feeling I did more damage from that. But who knows? I think I might come back.
Don't get it all back, but you'll get most of it. Like I said, it takes us a little while longer to get back to where we were, or get close to where we were to start with, but it's just one of them things when you get older, Al. We just can't jump back as quick as we used to.
I'll be able to do my job. It's going to hurt a little bit, but I'm sure Randy can tell stories. He's been through that enough times. I'm sure he'll probably say the same thing.
And now, used to, you bump your and you'd say, oh, well, and now you say, that's going to leave a mark.
If I bounced my head on a lift arm or a stupid tire, not paying attention more than once, got a friend bolt whack smack in the center of the head a couple times on the lift, not paying attention.
I get a little careless, I guess, Al.
Went all the way up, we were doing something, putting in a... Our brother and I, one time before we had a transmission jack, we were going to put the transmission, we decided we were going to take the torque or put it in there, and little turbo 350, and we didn't realize, when you get that thing up about 5 feet, and you got to pick that thing up, we went and slide that thing, and I said, no, that doesn't work. What we ended up doing was putting the lift almost to the floor, and then put it on our floor type of plate and line it up to put two bolts. Then we picked it up bench. I said, we need a transmission jack. It isn't as easy as you think to do that.
Well, it's not very easy. I worked in the shop out there where I used to work in them big diesel trucks, and they had a transmission jack. I pulled a transmission out, and the boy didn't tell me that the jack was broke. And I got it up on the jack, got the chain around it, and pulled it out of the engine, and it, when I got it out, it failed, and that jack just went all the way to the ground. Luckily, my hands and toes and nothing that was breakable was inside that jack. But I told the boy in the shop, I said, if you don't buy a new transmission jack, I said, you can put this one back by yourself. And he just laughed at me.
With all the transmissions, you're talking some of those trannies, if I'm not mistaken, they're well over 1,000 pounds, some of those trannies.
It weighed, but it weighed more than I do, and I didn't want to fool with it no more. But he bought a new jack, and they came and we picked took it off the jack with a forklift and put it on a pickup truck and had it transmission rebuilt. They brought it back to us, and he had a new jack. I bought a new jack, and I put it on the jack and wheeled it right in there and jacked it up, and everything went real smooth. But I don't know what that thing weighed, but it weighed more than I do.
We're kind of an international deal with a friend of his once in a while, the big trucks. Yeah, they're about 800-900 pounds usually. And, you gotta be careful when you mess with those big ones.
When you mess with them little ones, unless it's, really, really small. But, if one that comes out of your car or something, you got to be careful with, because if you think you got it, just think twice, because it'll turn around and bite you.
If you want it, you won't believe it. This guy had the torque reversible. I don't know what the heck he put him in there around this truck at my shop one day. And I had a 3-foot long swivel snap-on ratchet. I took the oil filter off with a long extension with a good 6-point socket, and I hung on that stupid thing. I was holding a flywheel turner. I broke the tubes off the flex plate. It almost took my eye out. I said, "Jeez, I don't know what." I finally got them out, but I tell you what, and I'm a big boy at that time. I was a real big boy, and when I was hanging on the stupid ratchet, this bolt's nasty tight.
Well, it's a wonder you're still alive, some of the stuff you've done.
It wouldn't come out. I don't know what... I think he did it on the floor with a stupid snap-on air gun. And it's been sitting in there for a while. And boy, I got all three of them out finally. And, of course, I had to replace the flex plate because I broke the teeth off it.
Any way you look at it, but I'm glad you got it all taken care of and didn't get hurt.
It worked on junk.
Anything else?
I get a little sarcastic at my age,
We used to have a thing, I'll tell you what it was. The first time I put an engine in a truck and the head had a little spot where the gasket was, there was a thin spot. We didn't see it, we cut it, and I fired the engine up to run the cam in, and I fired with 2500 usually. I said, uh-oh, we got a skip. I said, uh-oh, I smell some air for you. He goes, uh-oh. I go, well, I said to my buddy, I said, well, Woody, you're going to have a long night. I go, did you quit drinking? He said, yeah, today. I said, well, you picked the wrong day to quit drinking because you got to pull this engine back on. So I just bent the connector out and broke the piston. I said, sorry about that. He goes, oh, picked the wrong day to quit drinking. And nothing quite sucked like a Chevy truck. And we proceeded to take it out.